Locker room chats, they continue here tonight on KNZA. Brandon Tamman, we're joined by the Riverside girls basketball coach, Craig Burns, brought to you by Euler Law Office and MCON. The Cyclones in the middle of the McLouth midseason tournament. They got a semifinal tilt tomorrow night against NEK, which we'll talk about here in a bit. But, Coach, the first-round matchup, a low-scoring game on Monday night, but you beat a familiar opponent in Pleasant Ridge, 35-22. Just take us back to Monday night and talk about your team's performance a little bit.
It was really good. I kind of looked back at the game, and I was kind of on the young ladies at timeouts and trying to get them to push, get them to go. And that was more just I was looking at the score, you know, and I'm like, man, we're not really scoring. But on the other side, just looking at our defense, we was really, really locking down on defense, keeping them from scoring. So it was one of those grind out games, you know, they was pressing us, you know, slowing us down. So I was real happy about the way the girls handled it. They passed the ball, worked the ball around, and they took some efficient shots. So that really showed our maturity and our growth over the year.
Yeah, well, let's talk about, you know, this is the second go-around with Pleasant Ridge. You played them back on December 17th, and, you know, they were able to get the win the first time around by 10. So what do you see as maybe kind of the biggest adjustment, if any, that you made maybe in this second matchup?
Well, I think the, again, talk about the growth and maturity of some of our young players and some of our players that played last year. They didn't play a lot, but they played enough that I thought that we would start the season out a little bit better. But we just worked on some things, trying to get the ball in the hands of people that understand what's going on at that time, like dealing with press. First part of the season, we couldn't score, and we was turning the ball over. And so we kind of worked on that, made sure everybody was getting into the right position as far as on our press and spacing. You know, some of them weren't understanding spacing. They was getting too far down the court. So then when we was passing the ball, the defense was able to cut under and steal our ball. So our spacing on the press really has helped us out.
The NEK is really well represented here in the semifinals of this midseason tournament with your semifinal game tomorrow night against NEK, who defeated McLouth by 20 on Monday in their quarterfinal. Horton and Moorhill Mounts Academy, the other two teams, facing off in a semifinal tomorrow as well. What can you tell us about your semifinal opponent in NEK?
Well, I'm just looking at them today, right now, and what I see, there's a young lady. I'm not sure. I don't know her name, but she's number 33. She looks really, really tough. They go through her a lot. You know, she handles the ball. She does a lot of the scoring. So that's going to be a real, real focus on us for us to stop her and for us to come out with the win.
There it is, Craig Burns, Riverside girls basketball coach, brought to you by Euler Law Office and MCON. The Cyclones playing some good basketball here, three straight wins. They've won four of their last five, and in the semifinals of the McLouth midseason tournament, they'll take on NEK tomorrow night in a semifinal with the championship and consolation games coming up on Saturday. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes, and good luck the rest of the tournament. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you for what you do for Northeast Kansas sports. We really appreciate it, and God bless.